WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. As the country wakes up, eyes are on Los Angeles, where protests over ICE roundups escalated all weekend long, especially after President Trump called up the National Guard. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
It has gone on all night, even at 2 o'clock in the morning. LAPD officers were reporting in that they were having rocks thrown at them and fireworks shot at them. There was some looting that went on overnight. While arrests were made, in many cases, all police could do was just keep pushing the crowd around downtown, people using everything from dumpsters to park benches as barricades as they battled the police, throwing concrete and fireworks at them.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the presence of the National Guard only made the situation worse. President Trump's ban on travel for people from 12 countries is now in effect. Seven countries are under a partial travel ban as well. Russia launching 479 drones at Ukraine in the biggest overnight drone attack of the three-year war. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin really shines in the summertime. We have so much to do and so many ways to enjoy the beautiful landscape around us. But this is also the peak time for reckless driving in Wisconsin. Melissa Kay reports.
The State Patrol's law of the month for June is to avoid reckless driving. This includes one or more of the following behaviors: speed, improper lane changes, distracted driving, and erratic or aggressive behaviors. In 2024, 138 people died and more than 3,000 were hurt in more than 5,600 reckless driving crashes in Wisconsin. Two out of three of these crashes involved speed or distracted driving. The Wisconsin State Patrol urges drivers to follow posted speed limits, avoid distractions, and be patient on the road.
And Middleton officially has a new park. The new Lake Street Park is right on the shore on Lake Mendota. It's got a boat pier and a spot to launch a kayak and benches looking toward the water. But the centerpiece is this huge sculpture right in the middle by Alan Milligan. Lake Street Park officially opened on Friday. And some great movies have been filmed in Wisconsin. Bridesmaids, Major League, even parts of Blues Brothers. But a tax credit could bring even more here. Joanne Krulatz has more.
A bill to provide a film tax credit in Wisconsin and establish a state film office has moved out of a Senate committee. Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says the state has lost out on a lot of opportunities because productions don't want to film in the state due to a lack of film credit. The bill would allow companies to apply for a 30% credit equal to cost of salary or wages for Wisconsin residents working on productions. It's now ready for a vote by the full Senate.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open a series against the Atlanta Braves in Milwaukee. The crew losing a close one yesterday, 1-0 to the San Diego Padres. Freddy Peralta allowed just one hit, no runs, through six innings, 90 pitches, and thought about going back out in the seventh.
For 1 second, I was thinking about it to come back, but same time, we took the decision that it was good enough for the day and just to bring somebody else.
So Rob Zastrzynski took over in the seventh, and Manny Machado knocked one out of the park on him. That was the ball game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, it was a decision that, you know, we had to talk to Freddie first, see how he felt. He was out of gas. Could we have pushed him into it? I'm sure he would have done it for us. But you don't do that this time of the year.
In golf, the team of Darren Clark and Thomas Bjorn, the winners at the American Family Championship at TPC Wisconsin, Steve Stricker's team in second place, but says he's looking at a possible MRI for some injuries. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Our high right around 65 this afternoon. A few scattered thunderstorms possible again tonight. Our low in the low 50s. Tomorrow will be sunny and it will be warmer with a high in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 57.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. State Senator Kelda Royce will be here with our weekly Joint Finance Committee update, as well as headlines from Wisconsin Watch. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's a beautiful. We got a new act. It's phenomenal.
It's sensational.
It's terrific. It's even mediocre.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
What a ass.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcasts. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
Good morning. We are Coneheads.
Yes, we are.
All right. Okay. Well, 92.7 WMDX. That's John. I'm Gordy. And we have producer Dom working the controls there. Good morning, Dom.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing okay. It is 6 minutes past the hour. Partly cloudy this morning. It's going to stay on the cool side. Highs in the mid-60s today. Maybe a couple of sprinkles or showers. And right now, 56 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958. Some things, though, have remained constant throughout their history. They are still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east side and west side. Go to verlo.com for more information. And it's time for our Scotty Summer All Text right. to Win statewide
What's the
contest.
Word? What's the word?
Stand
Just give
by
us
there.
The word.
Well,
we know the rules.
This
Just
is your daily chance
word.
To win. This time around, you want to know what you might win?
Sure.
You could win $100 cash.
All right.
Okay. Now, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawings of either a Wisconsin Dells getaway or a Door County getaway.
Okay.
This hour's keyword.
Yes, what is it?
Ready for this?
Okay.
The keyword for $100 cash.
Jotting it down.
That keyword
is. What is it, Gordy?
It's lawn. Lawn, L-A-W-N, like, you know, you go out and you mow your lawn.
Yeah,
L-A-W-N.
Almost like the one you don't have, all right?
Okay, I don't have, yeah, that's right.
You have a small one.
A very small lawn, L-A-W-N.
Right.
Okay, $100 cash up for grabs. Just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google store. You know how to do that. And then go to the WMDX portion of that app. Use the text button to send the keyword lawn. It's free to enter, free to use. Okay, it's your chance to win in this statewide contest. And of course, we have other hours with other keywords at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. Complete rules at civicmedia.us.
All right,
over to you, John.
All right, let's get to what's going on out in California. And my son is keeping me updated on this.
It's crazy.
And this is what he's at least sent me. I'm watching stuff covering the L.A. situation, and all the streams I can find are basically reporters standing in front of hundreds of cops driving military vehicles and convoys of cop cars around in lines, and the reporters are saying things like, these cops are under attack. They're not. There's hardly anybody around. I remember watching a live stream, just for a few moments anyway, of these cops with their big shields.
Right.
And they're all in a line, and they're pushing the crowd back, pushing them back. We're about 12 people in that crowd.
Yeah.
I don't know where they were pushing them or why they had to push them in the first place. 12 people, seriously? They're making more out of it than they actually need to. They just have the people out there, so why not go through the motions, right?
Well, and all of downtown L.A. has now been declared an unlawful assembly area. That's by the city of Los Angeles has done that. But Trump is saying they need to send in more troops. Send in the troops. That's the latest word.
My son also writes here, reporters are saying that firefighters can't get to fires because the streets are unsafe and the firefighters are being blocked by some of the other streets as well. And then the LAPD chief is still distinguishing in interviews between peaceful protesters and the ones doing vandalism, which is a low bar, but it's important. The feds are not making that distinction. And the LAPD, they're using rubber bullets. They're shooting at reporters, which is normal for them, I guess. There are actually lots of videos of people taking pictures of the cops randomly shooting people who aren't doing anything. So that's what's going on. According to my son, at least he keeps me updated on this thing. And then I found this story. The House GOP. You know, why don't we just play this? You're going to hear the voices of Representative Ken Liu, Eric Swalwell, and Jasmine Crockett all talking about this. This is just what happened in the House recently. So this is cut 88. Cut 88. Let's check it out.
Okay. An amendment that says ICE cannot deport U.S. citizens is batshit crazy. This should not even be a discussion. It is not even a question. U.S. citizens cannot be deported by ICE. It's the law. It's the Constitution. I will be astounded if Republicans vote no on this.
A few moments later.
Stunned that I have to tell you this. Republicans just voted, every single one of them, to allow Donald Trump to deport U.S. citizens.
They just voted to give Trump the ability, legally, to give him the ability to deport U.S. citizens. That is what they voted for. A bunch of elected U.S. representatives. That is how they voted. Am I telling a lie, Eric, or no?
This is always where it was going to go, but that's a dictatorship. That's a dictatorship.
There you go. That's, wow.
I gotta say that a few moments later thing was pretty funny.
Somebody added that in there. That's kind of crazy, but the Republicans are all on board with what Trump is doing. There's no distinction between the two, and of course, allowing U.S. citizens to be deported is abhorrent. And I just unthinkable in so many other ways. Now, let's go down south of the Cheddar Curtain here for Illinois representative candidate who's also got a comment about ICE. This is candidate Kat Abughazaleh. Abughazaleh.
Okay.
Can't really say it, but she does shorten it professionally. She shortens it to Kat Abu, and she's running for Congress. And she had this comment. This is cut 91. Let's listen to what she has to say.
We have to decide, are we allowed to have extrajudicial gangs go around our communities, take people from their homes, ship them to God knows where? Is the president allowed to have his own secret army, secret police that can just take people, hurt people? In Chicago, there was just an ICE raid this last week where they tricked people who were following the legal immigration process into coming for a check-in and then arrested them and assaulted protesters and elected officials. This is beyond the pale. And just because Stephen Miller wants to get quotas of brown people that he doesn't want to see on the streets doesn't mean that we should think it's okay.
All right. Good comment. That is, again, Kat Abughazaleh. That's how you say it. And or Kat Abu, and that's
she's from Illinois.
Promising candidate for Congress from Illinois. Yeah, she sounds pretty good. Now I found this headline: New York PD and ICE mistakenly arrest a Chilean woman in New York City on vacation, left her 12-year-old daughter alone in the street when they took her away. This is what's happening.
Yes.
This is terrorism. This truly is the president
scaring
promoting
people.
Terrorism across the United States. All right. So now, how about sending troops everywhere? Now, this is continuing the terrorism alert that Trump is trying to foist off on the American public, and I think we're all kind of getting the message here. Mm-hmm. This is Cut 92. A reporter asked Trump about invoking the Insurrection Act to send troops everywhere. Listen.
Hmm. And if you're not planning to invoke that Insurrection Act, you still plan to send troops?
Well, we're going to have troops everywhere. We're not going to let this happen to our country. We're not going to let our country be torn apart like it was under Biden and his auto pen.
What's the bar for sending Marines?
The bar is what I think it is. I mean, if we see danger to our country and to our citizens, we'll be very, very strong in terms of law and order. It's about law and order. We're going to see what we need. We'll send whatever we need to make sure this law and order.
That's right. Law and order. Sending troops everywhere. All right.
That was on the plane last night,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
From wherever
that's where he stumbled?
Yeah.
Where he stumbled?
Up
yeah.
The stairs.
Yeah. 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 He can't handle himself, I guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones.
He should be climbing aboard MedFlight.
Mark,
go ahead. What do you got for us today?
Well, law and order my ass with him pardoning all those January 6th protesters. Is that law and order, sir?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and as far as wearing masks, I will be wearing my mask at the protest this coming week. That I wear it all the time. I got a yellow and blue mask from Lutma in support of Ukraine. They got the Ukrainian colors on it, and they don't like it. They can kiss my my
yes.
Well, ever increasing butt. That
okay, and, Mark.
Well, okay. Well, thanks, Mark, for that descriptor.
Appreciate that.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Whatever that was.
You
but,
could
you know,
call, yes,
the mask thing is really driving me crazy. It really is. You know, we really haven't talked
right.
about the mask issue.
But it's okay for all the ICE agents to wear the masks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have to be identified. They don't have to wear IDs or have any official identification on them.
That's right. In fact, I wrote a story in on that.
Yeah.
Trump decreed he would ban the use of masks by protesters after 2 days of unrest. Masks will not be allowed to be worn at protests. What do these people have to hide and why? They have to protect their families. If you need a little hint there, Trump, the same excuse that you're giving for masked ICE officers.
Mm-hmm.
See, it goes both ways, I guess. Remember, the Boston Tea Party protesters wore masks.
That was a long time ago.
I don't know. They should have banned
them
then, too. Yeah. They should have banned them. And they wore the mask because of their employers were pro-government people, and plus the British Crown could go after them if they knew who they were. So they wore masks. Makes sense in many ways. Now, we didn't wear a lot of masks in the 60s during the war protests. In fact, I don't believe anybody did.
I don't remember that. Anybody wearing masks then? No.
So, you know, privacy experts say the mask ban is actually a free speech issue. And they should have the opportunity to wear masks or not wear masks if that's what they choose. Yet surveillance, get this, and I thought this was interesting. Surveillance technology has made masks old-fashioned, like stingrays that impersonate cell phone towers to track nearby cell phones and masks, or geofence warrants that let law enforcement request location data from companies about all the devices in a certain area without a warrant. Professional social media monitoring firms that maintain scores of clandestine accounts to surveil activists, networks of automated license plate reading cameras, and even gate analysis technologies that can identify someone based on how they walk. They
what?
Say that's as good as a fingerprint.
You're
that's what they're
me.
Saying. No. So you don't really need the mask. You can just do stuff like that.
That's wild. Got a comment
from Mark. Yeah.
We just talked to him.
Or maybe
he says,
I will haul out my Guy Fawkes mask that I wore at the Fitz Walker stand protest. Yeah, I have my own Guy Fawkes mask.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great, you know, you got to really see it. V for Vendetta. Fantastic movie.
Okay. It is 19 past the hour. Coming up, we're going to check in with Brittany Merlot, find out what's happening with our weather for today and this week. And then we will continue with more on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Old West Exterminators, the only exterminators in town who kill your roaches after giving them guns and allowing the roaches to draw first.
Well, okay. WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
22 past the hour, and temperatures are on the cool side this morning. In a moment, we'll talk to Brittany Merlot, our WMDX meteorologist. Want to remind you, our Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. We're in a contest hour right now for the keyword. This is your daily chance to win either a pair of Brewers tickets or $100 cash. This time around, it's for the $100 cash. And every entry puts you into our grand prize drawings of either a Wisconsin Dells getaway or a Door County getaway. The word this hour is lawn. That's for $100 cash. It's a statewide contest. We'll draw a winner. Lawn is the keyword this hour. There'll be other keywords during the 11 a.m. hour, also 2 p.m. hour and 4 p.m. hour. But this time around, the word is lawn. You have to get that to us before 8 a.m. to be entered into the contest. All right?
All right.
I'll remind you a little bit later on, too. Okay, let's get to Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany.
Good to talk to you.
Good to have you back.
You too.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
It really is. Nice to have you back from your sick vacation that you took.
we're glad you're feeling better now.
Yeah, now you're feeling better. I know, you know, the combination of everything that's going on up in Wausau probably contributed to whatever it is you had. So it's good to have you healthy again and ready to do the weather and And do us justice down here. I mean, we're flailing. We don't really know what's going on in the weather anymore. Please, please help us.
Update us, please. What's going on?
It's up, it's down, it's everywhere. It's unsettled, it's wet, it's dry. We've got it all this week, unfortunately. Wow. We're in the mid-50s, upper 50s right now. We'll climb to those mid-60s today. Still a little breezy on the cooler side of things. Spotty showers and small storms are expected to spark up again this afternoon and into the evening. So some small chances for those. Otherwise, a high pressure moves in tomorrow and into Wednesday. So super sunny, warming up, mid-70s tomorrow, mid-80s on Wednesday. And then we've got another low pressure system that moves in Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, of course, bringing more chances for showers and storms. Mm-hmm. So a wet end to the week. Blah.
Well, it's been cloudy all morning long. And then as soon as you started talking, the sun came out here in Madison, right outside our window.
Right on cue.
Yes, it's perfect.
That's good. I love that.
Well, you know, we need the rain for all the new plantings that we have around the yard. You know, got to keep them watered.
I was going to say, it's nice to have the rain do it so that you don't have to keep up on it. And then it's also like a free car wash as it's raining. So there's so many positives to the rain.
You know,
you're a positive person.
You're so right about that. Yeah, I've got a lot of trees, a lot of flowering shrubs around the house. And every time I go out to my car, it's covered with pollen. It's just coated with pollen. And I needed that rain desperately, and everything is fine now. So
good. Today, kind of a cool day, mid-60s or so, and then the rest of the week, the warm-up comes back. Is that right?
Yep, so a little cool still today, decent tomorrow in the mid-70s, nice and warm on Wednesday, but then we fall back down to those upper 60s, low 70s to end the week. Mm-hmm. So a little bit more crisp and cool, but then by Sunday, we're right back up towards 80 again. So a little up and down there, but midweek and the end of the weekend looking the warmest.
Okay. So we have the Madison Night Market on Thursday evening. So how's that looking weather-wise?
Unfortunately, we are looking at that low pressure system pushing through then. So chances for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Yeah.
Looks like I won't be there.
Well, come on. No. I'm sure we'll be fine. All right. We'll dodge the raindrops.
Yes, we will. We have a little tent over us anyway.
Okay. Brittany, thank you so much. So good to have you back.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
It's Brittany Merlot, our WMDX chief meteorologist. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's helping people by improving their quality of life through better hearing. You can get a fast appointment there, fast and flexible appointments. Other places you go, you sometimes have several months to wait to get in. Not them. They are family-owned, community-focused. And again, you can go to Madison Hearing Aid Center, get a free hearing test online to get you started. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
And they come in really handy in order to hear the voice parts of movies.
Yes.
You know?
Sure.
I mean, you can accentuate it, you know, through the software and through the movie networks and the streaming. But, you know, it's kind of nice to have every once in a while, you know, something like that. You tweak it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. The new hearing aids they have AI and you can get an app with them. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Want to remind everybody, you can go to the WMDXRadio.com website and vote in our brand new poll here. The poll is, what kind of Madison events do you enjoy? Favorite summertime events in downtown Madison? Art fair on the square, farmers market, Madison night market, concerts on the square. Right now, farmers market leads that race, but you can go on WMDXradio.com vote in that poll.
Yeah, we can't do that.
What do you mean?
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, instead of...
I'm sorry.
I was going to kind of continue with the protests out on the West Coast, but we've run out of time. Why don't we play the song? That I have up there, okay? And why don't we just play that song? Everybody used to love humming to this. This is an earworm that everybody used to pick up on. And by the way, this is a precursor. This got everybody involved in immigration. Everybody suddenly knew how dangerous immigration was.
Okay.
Let's listen to this, okay?
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the the people that live there. People of Springfield, please don't eat my cat. Why would you do that? Eat something else.
Yeah, please.
People of Springfield, please don't eat my dog. Here's a catalog of other things to eat.
We will continue with more of John and Gordy in the morning. Stay with us.
Eating the pets of the people that live there.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You Make the Difference. That's the title of a national initiative launched by the International Association of Fairs and Expositions, having an impact on county fairs near you. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. That's right, the International Association of Fairs and Expositions working to try to help uncover the value that county fairs bring to their community. Jamie Butke, Executive Secretary of the Wisconsin Fairs Association, says so far it's been well received in Wisconsin.
All 74 fairs of ours completed the information needed for the survey, and we turned around and offered a grant option for all of our fairs. We gave them a $1,000 grant. And they all submitted that so that they have the option to contact IFE. And if they want to purchase an economic impact study just on their fair, they could do that for $1,500. And we're, you know, covering the majority of the costs if they want to. And if not, then use it to update something else on your fairgrounds that can help you show what the economic impact is.
Jamie Butke, Executive Secretary of the Wisconsin Fairs Association. Some of the takeaways from this You Make the Difference national initiative should help county fairs when it comes to finding that next volunteer or that next fundraising effort. They'll all come back together January of 2026 and share their notes.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide, enter the Real Results Yield Challenge, and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Goldlight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And young farmers in Wisconsin face unique challenges, and they wanted to share their story. Last week, 24 of our Wisconsin young farmers under the age of 35 took time away from their farming operation to share their stories. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Young Farmer and Agriculturalist event had them speaking to legislative leaders as well as USDA staff. While there, they also made a trip to the Mexican embassy to talk about trade dynamics and Mexican markets. More details on that story and others available now. MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Our high right around 65 this afternoon. A few scattered thunderstorms possible again tonight. Our low in the low 50s. Tomorrow will be sunny and it will be warmer with a high in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 p.m., I'll be joined with UW Wisconsin Law School professor Aaron Barbato to talk about immigration processes. We dispel myths and give you the real scoop.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats.
Sing along.
They're eating everybody. The pets yeah. of the people that live there.
Amazing stuff, absolutely. You know, this people kind of got us into this position in the first place by raising the fear level of immigrants in this country. Mm-hmm. And the odd part, of course, was Springfield, represented by J.D. Vance, of all people, yeah. who apparently didn't do a very good job if they were eating pets in Springfield. Why didn't he stop it? I mean,
well,
you know, this
he?
Is...
good point.
This is their representative. I don't know, you mm-hmm. know? So this is...
Something it's crazy to ponder. Stuff, okay. Yeah. 7:36, we're seeing sunshine now after a cloudy start. Temperatures will top out in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 57 degrees. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958, since they first opened up their doors. Some things, though, remain constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east side and west side. Just go to Verlo.com for more information. Okay.
All right. Well, let's get back into the ice problem out there in California.
Yes.
You know, Tom Holman was asked about the masks, and I want to play this
he's
cut
a tough
for
guy.
You. Yeah, he's a real tough guy, and I don't think anybody is going to agree with what he's saying here, but why don't we listen to Tom, his reasoning, his logic behind the mask situation.
Okay.
Tom, I wonder if you can speak to that a little bit. Explain to us more. Help everyone understand the threat that our ICE agents are facing by just doing their job, why they need to wear these masks, and also what actions need to be taken against Democrats who are demanding that they be unmasked, and what would happen if they do dox them and unleash publish their identities.
Look, it's incredible. We're at a place where the guys, the men and women who enforce law, they're the bad guys and the ones who break the law are the victims. Are you kidding me? How come they didn't say anything about BLM? They're all there. They were wearing masks. How about the protests at all the college campuses? They were protesting against Israel and the Jewish students. They're wearing masks. I didn't hear a word about that for what these protesters wearing masks. But ICE agents are wearing masks for one reason, because the assault on ICE officers is up over 400%. The Sultan ICE officers. They're being doxxed across the country. And their families are being attacked. Their families are being doxxed. Their families are being threatened. Mm-hmm. And I certainly understand it. I allow death threats. I've been doxxed. My family's been doxxed. I understand it. But they're wearing masks for one reason only, protect themselves and their families. They're doing a dangerous job. This is already a dangerous job. They got to wear a gun. They got to wear a Kevlar vest every day because they're doing a dangerous job every day. While the rest of the...
All right, I just want to pause here. I don't think he realizes that the protesters have a dangerous job as well. Don't they?
Yes.
Shouldn't they protect themselves?
Mm.
Their identities?
Right.
Not having their pictures out there? Sometimes showing up at a job interview, somebody pulling up their picture saying, weren't you here at this protest? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a serious issue nowadays because of surveillance. So, he has a good point for these individuals out there in the streets mm-hmm. wearing their masks, although I don't think they should. I think government, anybody working for the government should not wear a mask. You know, mm-hmm. you signed up for the job.
Right.
These are the risks you take, okay? So no mask for government workers, but certainly for the people protesting, if they want to, they can. Again, in the 60s, no one wore a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones quick here, and we'll get back to that cut from Holman. Joe, what do you got for us today?
Oh, I'm just fascinated by this mask issue and that the government, the president just says, I'm just going to outlaw them, period.
Oh, yeah.
I would argue that, yeah, there's some real interesting things that could come out of that. Number one, put a flag on your mask and then call it protected speech. Okay? Put a prayer
hey,
on your
that's
mask.
It. That's it. Perfect.
Yeah, put a prayer on your mask and then just say it's religious expression, you know? Say, as a cold person, I have certainly taken turtlenecks and rolled up the top of the turtleneck to cover my face in cold weather, as many other people have. Yeah. Is that a mask now or is it not? When I wear a little buff as a fashion accent around my neck and I roll it up over my face, is it a fashion accent or is it political speech? I don't know. Isn't it hard to tell? And I would add that it would be really great to put the First Amendment on a mask, and then you could highlight the parts that are pertinent to this. Number one, free speech. Mm-hmm. Number two, right of assembly. And number three, the right to petition the government for the redress of grievances.
Wow.
So I would say that there are a lot of opportunities in a mask, and it would be a wonderful quagmire to get into. Let's have some court cases where we decide when a mask is okay and when it's not in terms of the protesters. Thanks a lot, Jessica.
Wow, Joe, you just broke this open. Oh, man, those are really good points. And, you know, you could paint one on. You could paint a face mask.
Sure.
Like a big clown smile. No one would recognize you, right?
Interesting. Yes. That's a good idea.
All right.
You could do that.
Well, there we go. I love that idea.
Joe, thanks for that call.
Yeah, now let's continue with Tom Homan's point of view on masks. Let's listen.
These people, like Hakeem Jeffries, are sleeping in his bed at night at 3 a.m., nice and comfortably and safe. There's men and women of ICE on the street.
Okay.
Hold up here.
Now, he just talked about Hakeem Jeffries.
Right.
Sleeping at night at 3 a.m.
House Minority Leader.
Yeah. Is he suggesting that maybe somebody should wake him up, visit his home because he's asleep at night at 3 a.m.? Is he suggesting some violence against Hakeem Jeffries? Well, that was my impression when I heard it. Okay, let's continue.
Keep going.
Surveillance on significant public safety threats, really bad characters, and national security threats. They're taking it on every day. The men and women in Border Patrol standing on a dirt trail every night at 3 a.m. taking on the bad guy.
We're taking on
so
you.
So this is another threat against ICE agents, and we're asking the Department of Justice to look at these statements and see if there's something we can do. When do you cross that line on threatening ICE officers? And here's the problem. You know, you got all these people now attacking ICE. You saw they're writing death ICE agents. ICE agents been threatened. Their family's been threatened. And you got members of Congress. You got some judges out there that compare ICE to the KKK, ICE to the Nazis.
Yes.
You got city council people saying ICE are terrorists.
Yes.
They're feeding the hatred. And here's my concern.
No.
I've been doing this a long time. It's a matter of time before ICE takes a life or an ICE agent loses their life because the rhetoric is at an all-time high. And
you
being
got the point
by
there, Tom, don't you?
Who should be more responsible, elected officials especially, who keep firing up this rhetoric. I'm telling you, it's coming. There's going to be a tragedy because they keep throwing gas on this flame.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, they are.
They're throwing the gas on the flame.
Really?
Right. I mean, this is such an extreme attack on immigrants in California that no one's seen anything like this.
Yeah.
And it was unannounced, by the way. That's another issue.
Yeah.
So
Governor Newsom didn't call for troops to come in.
Right.
Trump did.
Yes.
The L.A. mayor didn't want any troops coming in. Trump did.
Exactly.
They're the ones instigating all this.
And I think, you know, we had a Web Wisdom earlier, and he brought up the fact that if they had just gone after the criminals, that would have been the best way to do it. They would be heroes at this point. But instead, they set people up. They set up court appointments to have these immigrants come in. They followed the law, the rules, the regulations of our government. They went in, and then they got captured. It was, you know, you can't set people up like this. People who want to follow the law become citizens of this country who already probably have jobs or supporting their community. And then you set them up, you bring them into a court, and then you arrest them. This is so unfair. And I think the American public is getting really fed up with this. And I think that's what's feeding this. And ICE has everything to do with the fact that no one likes them. And remember, even before all of this happened, the Democrats wanted to ban ICE. They wanted to disband it. because it was unfair and it really targeted people at a very vulnerable time. And now they're going into schools, you know, they're going into the courtrooms, they're going into churches. This is an extreme, and no one thought this was going to happen. All right.
Exactly. I don't like Monday anymore. Yeah. That's a lot.
Good morning,
Monday,
Catherine.
Monday is really bad. This is horrifying.
It's tough.
It is.
It makes
horrifying.
Me so angry listening to you, and I don't know how you're keeping your cool.
Well, like I said, you know, I mean, we play Trump for levity on this show.
Yeah.
And now I'm beginning to hate this guy more than anything.
Yeah. Do we know anybody in Los Angeles? I have friends in Los Angeles. We've got to get some of them on the air to tell us what's really happening on the ground there.
Yeah. Well, my son is definitely keeping me updated on this thing.
Yes, sir.
You know, through Discord. So it's good stuff. Mm-hmm. I appreciate his help.
And the situation is still, it's evolving ramping up. Yeah.
Well, let's get to Terry Moran. He's a reporter for ABC. You know, he's just a very stable, standard, everyday anchorish kind of guy, middle of the road, Terry Moran, you know? So he put out a tweet that said this: the thing about Stephen Miller is not that he is the brains behind Trumpism. Yes, he is one of the people who conceptualize the impulses of the Trumpist movement and translate them into policy. But that's not what's interesting about Miller. It's not brains, it's bile. Miller is a man who is richly endowed with the capacity for hatred. He's a world-class hater. You can see this just by looking at him, because you can see that his hatred for his spiritual is his spiritual nourishment. He eats his hate. Trump is a world-class hater, but his hatred only is a means to an end, and that the end is his own gratification. That's his spiritual nourishment.
That's what Terry Moran, ABC News reporter,
it's kind of an analysis.
He tweeted it?
Now, the question becomes, can news anchors, can news people project that kind of opinion in print anyplace? Or is that maybe the direction that reporters should take in their reporting now? And, you know, stop, you know, being delicate with this issue. These people are in our face. They're threatening the democracy. And we're sitting here saying, well, we're going to play by the rules. You know, we don't want to really say anything about what they're really saying or doing. But I think Terry Moran stepped out and I think it may start a trend of reporters saying what they really think.
So he put out that tweet.
Yeah.
And then the White House objected, and then ABC News has suspended him.
They suspended him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's where,
we'll see where
that's
that
where
goes.
We're at.
Yeah.
But should ABC News have suspended him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
And should reporters, or could reporters, least have a little bit of interpretation in some of their stories? You know, they could actually report the story and then have maybe a little paragraph in the story itself where they can actually express how they've interpreted that. And I respect what reporters are thinking, their interpretation of it, because they're so close to it. They've seen so much of this.
Yes.
Yeah. So whatever they have drawn as a conclusion should be included in those articles. I think we need to start doing something like this.
Well, you already do. What are you kidding me?
Well, we're not necessarily reporters.
That's
here.
That's exactly right. You're a 100% opinion.
Although I was called a journalist on CNN.
You were.
Well, I was
back in 1900s.
During the protests for Act 10, CNN had us on, me and Vicki McKenna. Mm. We did a show together for about a year. But anyway, they introduced us as journalists. And then Rush Limbaugh called us journalists as well. So I was very impressed by that.
I'm going to have to find that. I'm going to have to find that show.
Not a journalist. Not
journalists.
Do you keep in touch with Vicki?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we all send each other cards every once in a while.
Every Christmas.
Keep
cards.
Updated. Yeah. See what our families are doing.
Send each other.
It is 7:48. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. Listen up. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They're at 4706 Cottage.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Honey, the TV's too loud.
What? I can't hear you over the TV.
If this sounds like your house, it's time to visit Madison Hearing Aid Center. They'll help you turn down the TV and the arguments. With technology utilizing AI and a team that actually listens, they'll have you hearing things you didn't even know you were missing.
Well, that shirt looks nice on you.
I haven't heard that in 20 years.
Visit MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill backed by Donald Trump that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
Looking to strengthen the bond with your pup? Dane County Humane Society offers a variety of dog training classes led by certified trainers. Classes are designed to help you and your furry friend learn new skills, improve behavior, and deepen your connection. Whether your dog is a curious puppy, an independent teenager, or a lifelong learner, DCHS has the tools and expertise to help you set the stage for a successful year ahead. Visit giveshelter.org/dogtraining to register today.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
They taste so good, WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning on a beautiful, beautiful Monday. You gotta like this for the first day of the week.
It's good. 7:52. We're seeing a little sunshine peeking through the clouds. Highs today, a cool 65 degrees.
I haven't seen the leaf blower guys out there on State Street.
Well, where are they? Usually out there.
I don't know.
Might be two or three leaves they've neglected to take care of this morning.
I see a few flower petals out there that I don't think they've...
A bit of dust, yeah.
They managed to move to the streets, you know, from the sidewalk to the street.
Just a few more minutes in this contest hour for the Scotty Summer Text to Win. It's a statewide contest this time around. The keyword is lawn, L-A-W-N, $100 up for grabs. Somebody will win that. We'll notify you in the next couple of days if you are the winner. And every entry that you put into the contest puts you into our grand prize drawing of a Wisconsin Dells getaway or Door County getaway. Again, the keyword this hour is lawn, L-A-W-N. There'll be other keywords in other hours during the 11 a.m. hour, also 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. You can get complete rules at civicmedia.us. Okay, just a few minutes
all
here.
All right, let's go to the phones right away. We've got Kathy, who's been waiting a long time.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been enjoying the show. This might not be very original, but I just thought I'd come out with a slogan. Let's ice.
Otherwise
known as Trump's Gestapo, really.
Absolutely.
And then I was kind of excited to hear that it was Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day today because I've made a couple recently and people do seem to like them.
Yes.
So I thought, and plus I have all the ingredients for another one.
Really?
And if I get around to it, I might bake one today and deliver you like 3 separate pieces of pie in time for tomorrow's show. If I could leave it in a box in the parking lot or something. I know your address. Where should I put it?
Leave it out on the curb in front of the door.
You know what?
Just kidding.
All you have to do is text us, and Dom will take that text, and we'll know that it's sitting out in front on State Street next to our door.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. You can do it that way. How's that?
Yeah.
Or if you're going to deliver it later in the day, the door will be open.
No, don't do that. No? We got to get it here in the day. No,
okay.
Later in the day.
Later today.
Okay. No.
But in time for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a fridge and everything. We got a refrigerator. Yeah.
Oh, well, it'll keep for a day. But and if you don't like it, or take a bite, and if you don't, I'll bring plastic forks.
No, don't worry.
If you like it, pass it on to somebody else.
Kathy, we will eat anything. We're in radio. My God.
Like if you didn't eat breakfast or if you save it for dessert or whatever, a snack,
right.
You know.
We'll try
to do that today.
We have all Laura. Right, Laura says dropped us food off as well. So, and we have scarfed it down very quickly. So bring it here and we'll have it in the morning and we'll tell you what we think, okay?
Because, thank you, Kathy.
You know, strawberries, if you add it to anything, you can just go out into the yard and pull up something and put it in a recipe and just put strawberries on it, and they'll eat it. See? That's how you hide the taste of rhubarb, and that's how you hide the taste of anything else that's growing in your yard that you want to get rid of.
Just add strawberries.
And have people eat.
Okay.
Just add strawberries.
Good to know. Thank you for that cooking tip.
Well, you know, just ask John. That's
again,
what it's
you
got.
You got to bring something in. You got to bring something in.
Boy, you have to. You know.
Have you talked about what's happening at 8 o'clock yet?
What's that?
Have you talked about what's happening at 8 o'clock yet?
Well, it's a little confusing. But we're going to be the guests on Pat Kreitlow's show. He has a 3-hour show instead of a 2-hour like we have, and so we're going to go into that third hour of his hour, and we're going to be guests every Monday
on the network.
Be heard across the state.
Yes,
which is really fun.
Except on WMDX.
We've done it before, but the only place you are not going to be on is here.
Is this station?
So they can use the app. They can bounce over to practically any other. I'd choose Waukesha.
Yeah.
WAUK.
Okay.
Milwaukee.
All right.
Grab that, and they can listen to you for another half an
hour. And
that's
my first on-air job is in Waukesha, WAUK.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
Yeah, that was my first job. So,
they have a plaque there with your name on it. I understand.
Well, no, they burned the building down because they knew that I started my
stone in the side
career there. Anyway, yes, check it out. We'll be guests every Monday with Pat Kreitlow at 8 o'clock.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
I'd love it.
He wants to know what's going on in Madison. That's what you're
Is that right?
They're bringing
no,
in Madison.
No,
into the...
that's not exactly.
It is.
He's going to talk to us about anything we want to talk about.
Which you should be Madison.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure. All the big stories here.
Oh,
go on.
God.
Tell me about the ICE agents here in Madison.
Oh, my God. If that ever happened. Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be something? Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is, it's something we're talking about, but it's so distant, so far away.
Right. That's why I want to get people from L.A. to call in or get your family who's out. I've got to find some people.
But if it were happening here in town, boy, I tell you, all of us would
Chicago.
Be agitated and nervous.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it is coming.
It is coming. Everywhere. Yep, it is.
Hey, coming up tomorrow on the big show here.
Very positive. A big thumbs up to the last few words of, I don't know.
Okay.
Encouragement.
On our Tuesday show from the Dane County Humane Society, Lisa Bernard will be joining us. And coming up on, let's see, is it Wednesday that we have Jim in? When do we have Jim Santel in?
Jim Santel is on Thursday.
Thursday. Okay. Mike McCabe is Wednesday.
Ah, that's it. Of course. And, of course, Thursday night we'll be at the Madison Night Market. That'll be a lot of fun from 5 until 9 right across the street.
I hope we get Busted Pencils back in, Tim Slacker.
Yes.
Because he's been in transit. He's been moving.
He got a new job. It's tough to do. He had to move to a new house.
I understand that. But everybody is waiting to hear Tim Slacker and his points of view on education here on the program. So we hope to have him back on Wednesday morning. I'm starting to lose. No, it's Goodbye. Thursday morning.
Thursday morning. Okay. We'll straighten all this out tomorrow, I think.
As soon as Catherine comes in here, things are just chaos.
Thrown up. Okay.
Say goodbye.
Stephanie Miller's next. Have a great...
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Los Angeles facing 3 days of clashes with protesters and demonstrations against ICE immigration raids. ABC's Matt Gutman was in downtown for the unrest.
Just moments ago, there's some projectiles being thrown. Just moments ago, a motorcycle seemed to try to break through the police skirmish line. And now you can hear all those flashbangs going off. Police are strawing to push those protesters back.
Mayor Karen Bass and Governor Gavin Newsom both saying they did not request the National Guard. It was the first time since 1965 the National Guard was deployed by a president against the wishes of a governor. Scores of scientists have signed a letter called the Bethesda Declaration, challenging Trump policies they say are meant to undermine National Institutes of Health missions, waste public resources, and harm the health of Americans and people around the globe. Warner Brothers and Discovery announcing this morning they will be splitting off into two public companies by next year. This is ABC News.